This is When Spirit Calls, and you on your journey are in the right place. This show is about magic, miracles, and meaning shared through stories, interviews, and channeled messages. We have so much to share about who you are and your divine mission here on the earth. Let's get to it. When Spirit Calls is right now. Hello, everyone. Today is an extra special episode of When Spirit Calls because it is our 100th episode. Hooray! I can't believe that we have hit 100 episodes. I remember when I started this, I thought, this is going to take me forever to get to 100 episodes. And I guess forever is about 4 years. And so what a thing to celebrate. We have now run this podcast for about 4 years. And I have loved every minute. The people that we've interviewed, the learnings and the teachings, the feedback that we've been getting from those people that are listening. You guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. None of this would be possible if it wasn't for the amazing, brave souls who choose to come and share their stories and their messages. And of course, without you listening, what would be the point of all of this? So thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time to listen when you could be listening to many, many other things. I am in such deep reverence and gratitude for all of you because you make it worth doing this. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Today, I decided not to bring in a guest. Today, I decided to simply share and express, and I have a feeling that channeled messages is coming our way. So you guys are in for a little bit of an extra treat today as I'm going to be sharing some story, but also a channeled message. So super fun. The first thing that I want to share with each and everyone is this reminder for us to come into deeper celebration. Don't wait until you're on 100 episodes. And so the theme of today's conversation is about celebration. And I think it's so easy for us to get caught up in what's next on the list. You know, you accomplish something. And I know for me, that has been a major, major issue for me where it's like, oh, I got that done. Okay, great. On to the next thing, on to the next thing. And very seldom would I allow myself the privilege and the space to really celebrate. So today we're going to be really working with that theme of celebration. How can we create more celebration in our lives, even celebrating the things that maybe on the surface don't look so good or don't look so appealing? Can we celebrate the shitty stuff too? And so that, again, is an invitation as we move into today's experience. So one of my favorite stories, and if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard the story, or you've probably heard it if you've been listening to me in other podcasts, because this is one of my favorite stories that I love, love, love to share. And this particular story actually reminds us of what is possible. Even when we can't see a way out, it brings into this aspect of miracles, of heavenly moments. And I want to speak to that today because I think it's so easy to miss heavenly moments. It's so easy to miss the miracles that are happening for us. And this is that activating awareness for each and every one of you listening so that you can tune into the frequency of miracles. So let me share this story with you and then we'll break it down. My partner Dan used to have a house in a little village called Mulegey in Mexico. And this little village, Mulegey, is about 6-hour drive north of Cabo. It is on the Bay of Conception, on the peninsula, and off the beaten track. This is not a touristy area. We're in the middle of no man's land, pretty much. And so we have this beautiful little home down there. And so we would go down from time to time. And this particular time we went down, it was the middle of summer in Canada, which meant that Mexico was very, very hot. Typically, us Canadians like to go in Mexico in our winter season, get out of the cold. But this particular time, we had a window and we decided to go in the summer. And so we arrive and everything is going smoothly. It is hot, though. It is plus 42 degrees in Mexico heat. In Fahrenheit, I don't know what that is, by the way, that is in Celsius, but it is hot, like stifling hot. to the point where it's like you either need air conditioning or you need, you know, a cold cloth on your face that's going to dry within minutes and then, you know, put another cold cloth in your face. So we wanted to go on a bit of an adventure. And so one of the locals had drawn us a little map and he tells us about this really amazing beach that's full of seashells of all shapes and sizes. And he says it's just absolutely magical, like you've got to go. So he draws us this little map. And we decide we're going to go on an adventure. You know, we have our truck. So now we're going on this adventure using this little man-made map. And so off we go. And so we find the village that we think is the village that we need to turn off at. We go through the village. There is not a sight in Seoul. And the road itself doesn't even look like a road. Like it is sand. Okay. It's just been sand that's been plowed. And so we don't even know if we're on the right road. We don't know where we're driving into, but we decide to take a chance and trust the map. So we continue going for about 20 miles. And once we drive for about that 20 miles, which by the way, felt like an eternity, you know, when you don't know where you're going, it feels like it's taking forever to get there. That was us. But eventually we come to the ocean and all of a sudden everything opens up to this ocean. And sure enough, the beach is all shells. There is no sand. And these are like full size shells. Okay. Like we're talking like spiral shells and clam shells, like all different kinds of seashells. And so we park our vehicle, we get out and we're collecting some shells. We jump in the water to cool off for our drive back. And once we get in the truck and we start to drive away, we realize very quickly that we are not going anywhere. In fact, our tires are spinning in the sand and they're sinking deeper and deeper the harder we try. But that's okay. We're from Alberta. We can get out of any type of mess, especially snow. So what? Why couldn't we get out of sand, right? And so we start, you know, digging sand out. We're wedging things under the sand to kind of prop up the vehicle. We're letting air out of the tires or whatever it is that we're doing. And I'm starting to panic. By this time, I'm checking our cell phones to call for help because the harder we try to get out of the sand, the deeper we seem to be sinking. And so I look at our phones. We've got no cell service, which I figured would be the case. Now, I have to stress that there was not a soul in sight. We had not seen a soul since we left the village that we had found, which was our turning point. 20 miles or so down the road, we're in the middle of nowhere. And panic begins to set in, especially because I had watched Narcos Mexico the whole flight down. So my mind goes to, oh my God, the cartel will find us and we will be dead. It's going to take us out. And then a deeper reality sets in. And I witness in my mind's eye, I witness myself covered in burns and blisters with birds, vultures circling above me. And so my mind is going into this very dark place of fear. And it makes sense that it would go there, right? It's giving me all these possible hard, bad scenarios for me. But I remember just this one thing, that a teacher had once told me, and they said, when you don't know what else to do, take a breath. When you don't know what else to do, just take a breath. Just take a breath. And so I took a breath. I took a breath. And in that space of time, I heard the words, start walking. And so the logical part of me was like, I'm not going to start walking. Dan's still trying to get us out of here. You know, where am I going to walk to? You know, I'm going to start walking through the desert by myself, you know, and so it didn't make sense. But then I heard, as I took another breath, I heard it again, start walking. I knew enough, just barely enough to listen to that. Even though it didn't quite make sense, even though I didn't know why, I just listened. So I packed a bag. I said to Dan, I said, I know you're trying to get us out. I'm going to start walking again. I'm just going to walk down the road that we came in on. I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure where this is coming from, but I'm going to start walking. So I grab a bag and a few supplies, what little water we had, and I start walking. And as I'm walking, I'm praying. I'm saying, God, I don't see a way out of this. I can't imagine myself walking 20 miles in wet jean shorts and flip-flops in plus 40 bazillion degrees. By this time, I'm already dripping with sweat. I know I'm going to run out of water. And so all these things are happening in my mind. But I kept praying and I said, God, please just like send us an angel, you know, just throwing it out there, like bring me an angel. And part of me was laughing at myself as I'm speaking this, like, God, I need you to send me angels, thinking like the logical part of me is like, there ain't no angels coming. You're going to have to walk to this village and hopefully nothing bad will happen on the way. And so I continue to walk a few more minutes. And eventually Dan catches up to me. He was not successful. In fact, we were more stuck than we were at the beginning. And so he catches up to me. He says, Dee, I'm so sorry. He's feeling so bad about this. And I said, it's okay. We just have to believe that this is all going to work out. And there's a reason for this. And, you know, typical, you know, council mode I went into. And we didn't walk much further, but we turned a corner onto another road by this time. Another sand road, if you will. And you guys aren't going to believe this. I didn't even believe it. But over the horizon comes a white one-ton dually pickup truck with a winch on the front. I'm going to say this again. A white one-ton dually pickup truck with a winch on the front. The exact vehicle that we would require to get our Bronco truck out is now coming down the road. This makes no freaking sense to me. In fact, so much so, I shake Dan's arm and I said, Dan, am I seeing this? Like, is this a mirage? Like, are we already that dehydrated and out of it that like we're starting to make up what we're seeing? Like, I really thought I was just making this up. And he said, no, it's a truck. It's a truck. And what a gift that truck became. And so there was a gentleman in the truck. And of course, the first thing he says is, what the heck are you guys doing out here by yourselves? He's like, nobody's out here. What are you doing here? This doesn't make sense that you're here. And this man had a quite elaborate story on why he was where he was at that particular time. And I'm not going to go into details about why he was where he was. But the point being is that had I not started walking when the voice told me to start walking, we would have missed that truck. We would have missed that opportunity. And I think about that moment in time, because in that moment of time, there was such celebration at the witness of our day being saved. And we really were saved that day. I really do believe we were in really big trouble that day. And I do believe that we were saved that day. And as I reflect on that, I reflect on this celebration that we had in that moment when we saw the truck and we are now smiling and grinning from ear to ear. And the man is willing to help us as well, because that's a whole nother side of the story. He could have simply said, you guys are on your own. He didn't have to help us. He chose to help us. And I believe that man was an angel for us, that God had orchestrated this. And so in celebrating that, we were able to set ourselves free from what we thought the experience was or could have been to this whole other path of possibility. That was a miraculous moment. And I want to invite you, as you're hearing this story, to think about times when perhaps you didn't create the space to listen, or perhaps when you got a message and the message didn't make sense. And so you decided, I'm not going to do that thing. I'm not going to move forward. Does it make sense? And I'm not saying that you've done something wrong in not listening. But this whole podcast is about you listening. It's about you tuning in and taking that breath. Just one breath is all it took for that message to start walking came in. Just one breath. And so what could one breath do for you right now? What message are you needing to hear right now that a breath will bring in? And I'll be honest, it doesn't always happen so quickly. You know, I could have taken that breath and I could have not heard a thing, right? But the point being is that we're now actively creating the space for that breath. And with that breath, I celebrate. Can you imagine celebrating with each breath that you take? Ah, what a celebration to breathe God's love into me. What a celebration to breathe this oxygen into my body that fuels my body, that helps to fuel the world. We have forgotten the potency of being right here, right now. The potency of creating space within space by simply tuning in and taking that breath. And celebration doesn't mean I've got to go party and have a bottle of wine later. Celebration means I'm willing to witness. I'm willing to be in awe and wonder at the witnessing. And I'm willing to see that heaven, those heavenly moments are ripe and ready and at my fingertips for me to experience. And so celebration can include some gratitude. It can include that awe and wonder. But celebration includes the embodiment of the vibrational frequency of God. If we really want to break down true celebration, it means that I am allowing myself to revel in the frequency of God, in the frequency of Creator, in the frequency of all that is and all that ever will be. And so we might feel like celebration is an external thing, but really, I'm inviting you to think about celebration as an internal thing. And let me tell you, every time I share that story, I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating the magic that happened for me that day. I'm celebrating the miracle that I got to live and breathe. And so how can we be celebrating more? What are the things that we can be doing that really allow for true celebration? And again, components of gratitude, components of awe and wonder in the witnessing of, but then adding this piece of celebration. I celebrate with you today. I celebrate the miracles. I celebrate 100 episodes. I celebrate and I feel it in my body. I feel it in my bones. I let myself embody the vibration of God, of Creator. To me, that is the truest form of celebration we can have, is when we allow our entire system, our cells, to go, ah, yippee, hooray. And I imagine those cells. I do. I imagine my cells with their arms out in the air in the sky celebrating. Yes, yes, we did it. We did it. We had an experience. We witnessed something. We have this life that we are living and we get to live it. We get to live it. So many of us are not living. We are caught in the past, we're caught in the future, but we are not in the now. And we cannot celebrate in the past or in the future. We can celebrate now. And so I celebrate now. And I might be able to celebrate things that have happened, but in truth, I'm celebrating right here, right now. I'm embodying this present moment and allowing my entire vibrational field to be at that field of joy, of gratitude, of peace, of harmony, of all of the things that have occurred and lent themselves to this present moment here and now. I celebrate it all. Have you ever sat down and celebrated your whole entire life? And yes, we have birthdays every year and people might celebrate their birthday. I want to celebrate every day. I want to celebrate every breath. And so I ask you, Do you really know what it means to celebrate? And is how you're celebrating lending itself to your highest vibrational field possible? When we can look at the world through this lens of curiosity and awe and wonder, when we can create the space, even through just a breath, the space for us to tune in, for us to listen, when we allow ourselves the vibrational field of celebration within our being, we begin to come into deeper states of manifestation. We begin to alchemize the energies of past experiences. And we also begin to pave the way for what is coming next. You know, when we think about this whole idea of each moment being pregnant with the next moment, if I'm in a vibrational frequency of celebration for each breath that I take, that means I'm birthing that energy into the next moment and into the next moment, into the next moment. And it doesn't mean that I don't have moments where I feel a little victim-y, where I'm having a pity party. I have those days, absolutely. Even this morning, I didn't even want to pull the covers down. I didn't even want to get out of bed. I just thought, oh, I just want to stay in bed today. I'm not feeling super motivated or inspired, but guess what? I decided to start my day by tuning into celebration as I do every day. I celebrated that I woke up. I celebrated that I had another day of possibility and miracles. And I know that it's not as simple as that, but that is a wonderful way to start us off on this aspect of celebration. So waking up, celebrating the day. And it doesn't mean you have to jump on your bed, okay? It can just be putting a smile on your face and saying, ah, I'm here. I'm still here for another day of miracles. And of course, you have likely also heard the invitation when you wake up in the morning to wake up with God. And we can do that through celebrating. But we can also do that through acknowledging, God, I know you're rising with me. Thank you so much. I know you're going to do everything that needs to get done and supply me with everything I need. I love saying that in the morning. To me, that is part of my celebration and how I start my day. And also, there are days I forget to do that too. And that's okay. Another invitation for you to lean into more celebration is at the end of your day. So you start your day with celebration and you end your day with celebration. And in ending my day with celebration, my favorite thing to do is to document the heavenly moments of my day. So I celebrate the day that I've had. I celebrate the moments. I celebrate my awareness at the end of the day through writing down my heavenly moments. So when I tune into the heavenly moments, I think about interactions that I saw. I think about moments that I witnessed. I think about things I experienced. Heavenly moments don't need to be your experience. They can be what you witnessed as well in someone else's experience. And so, you know, I took my daughter. We had a really successful shopping excursion, which has never happened yet. Shopping is not my favorite thing to do, especially with a teenage daughter, but I wanted to spend some quality time with her. So we went on this excursion and things just went so smoothly, so smoothly. Every store we went into, she found what she was looking for. She didn't have trouble making decisions. It was like heavenly. And witnessing the joy and even the maturity that she was demonstrating, that was so heavenly. So watching her go through her experience, witnessing her making really good, mature decisions was heavenly for me. And so it's that reminder that it doesn't need to be necessarily what I'm experiencing. I can witness heavenly moments in other people, because when we start to witness those heavenly moments, it helps us as well to remember the heaven within us. And one might suggest that you find heaven within yourself and then you see heaven happening outside of you. But sometimes that's tricky to do. And sometimes we've got to help that along. And so documenting heavenly moments is taking a gratitude list and ramping it up times a million. Because a gratitude list is great. I could absolutely write my gratitudes, and my gratitude was that shopping went smoothly and, you know, everything was wonderful and blah, blah, blah. I can write that gratitude down. But when I'm tuning into the frequency of heavenly moments, I'm really tuning in to the energy, to the frequency of that. And sometimes we miss that in our gratitudes. Sometimes I find that we're just making the list of gratitudes, but we're not really embodying and feeling that. So that's my encouragement, to shift even your gratitude practice into witnessing or experiencing heavenly moments and then describing those heavenly moments and taking a minute to really like tune in to those moments of like, oh man, so good to watch her in her bright eyes and get so excited as she made a really good decision that actually ended up saving her mom money, you know, and still getting her what she wanted. Oh, heavenly. And so we extend that gratitude into really allowing ourselves to feel the celebratory energy of that through writing heavenly moments down. And so we start our morning with celebration. We end our day with celebration. And then here's the thing in the in-between. You might be thinking, okay, that's great. I started and finished my day. What about all the in-between? Because all the in-between is life. And there's stuff going, and there's stuff that sometimes is throwing a wrench in our plans. Sometimes it's not going super smoothly. And so what if, even in those moments, we can breathe into celebrating? We can breathe into celebrating that it's not going the way that we want it to. Because I will tell you that in our limited human mind, we get attached to things needing to be a certain way. And when we get attached to things needing to be a certain way, and then they aren't that way, what happens? We suffer. We sink our vibrational field. So as you're moving through the day and things don't appear to be going how you think they should be going or how you want them to go, the invitation is to tune into continual expectancy. Again, something I've repeated on the show quite a bit over the last 100 episodes, continual expectancy. It means that I'm expecting whatever the outcome is, no matter if I agree with the outcome or not, I'm expecting that no matter the outcome, that it is exactly what is needed for myself and those involved. Continual expectancy means that I know that whatever's coming at me is exactly what is needed for my highest good, even if it doesn't make sense at the time. And I will be the first to tell you, there are some things in my life that don't make sense. Like, why did that car accident have to happen? Why did that person have to die? Yeah, there's a lot of those things that show up in my life too. And I'm not denying myself the grief or the sadness or the discomfort that happens when I have those experiences. I want to hold the space for even me to be mad and me to be sad and me to have all those feelings. But the invitation is to actually welcome those feelings and to recognize that those feelings are heavenly too. That grief and shame and all these other low vibration energies that we call them low vibration, but they actually serve a really vital purpose for us. We need them too. And yet so often we push that away. Oh, I'm having a shitty day. I just want to forget about it. I just want to numb it out. I just want to escape. But what if part of us in celebrating is also celebrating the shitty shit? Is also celebrating, oh, there's grief that showed up. Well, why did grief show up? Because I loved someone so deeply. Thank goodness I'm celebrating I loved someone so deeply that I would now feel it this sense of grief after. I'm celebrating that I feel like shit. Celebrating that this did not turn out the way that I thought it would. Because let me tell you again, God is the best logistics coordinator. Divine is the best logistics coordinator ever. Ever. And if you are doubting that, if you don't have trust in that, that equals suffering. If you do not believe that the universe is constantly and consistently conspiring to serve you, to help you, then you ultimately suffer. And this is not to say that you need to be afraid if you do not have a relationship or trust built with God. This is an invitation for you to lean into that and to lean into the miracles and what is possible. Celebrate the good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't just celebrate the stuff that makes you feel good. Celebrate it all, because it's all here for us. There is nothing that is not here for us. You know, there's some teachers out there that say that, you know, human beings won the lottery by being here, that like we wanted to come here, that every soul wants to come to planet Earth to experience being in the human form. And then we get here, we're like, oh my God, why am I here? I don't want to be here. This is uncomfortable. This is not fun. This is stressful. And that's only because we have been conditioned to believe that the world is a certain way. And so we're stuck in this matrix, so to speak. Can we celebrate being stuck in the matrix? Can we celebrate the fact that we maybe did choose to be here? Can we celebrate the fact that everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be? And I know that that's super tough for us sometimes. And I'm not, again, asking you to spiritual hijack here and forget about the grief or the sadness and be like, yay, it's so good. You know, I don't want you to fake the smile, but I do want to invite you to see the potency even in some of those perceived low vibration energies, even in the experiences and the outcomes that are not going in any way, shape, or form the way that you want them to. Our invitation is to come into celebration each and every breath that we take. And although it might not be super conscious at the beginning, this is an invitation for you that as you're moving through your days, that you pause just long enough to take a breath and feel the celebration of having that beautiful breath move through your body. Taking that sip of water and celebrating that you have access to that. Whatever it might be, just finding those little threads and those opportunities to just feel that in your body, that celebration, the cells saying, yes, you get it. Everything's perfectly in place. Everything's exactly where it needs to be. So that being said, although I didn't go into a direct channel, I am going to do that now. A lot of those messages and the story and what was coming in from my spirit team. But I do want to give Archangel Jophiel just a little opportunity to speak through me for the last couple minutes today. And so I'm going to allow her to come in now. Good day, beloveds. What a joyous day to be here, to be right now. Of course, every day is a joyous day to be here right now. And I come to you to embrace you, to embrace your willingness to listen beyond what perhaps you think your ears can hear, to see beyond what you might perceive your eyes to see, to feel beyond what you believe your body to feel. Of course, I could go on there, but the point being is that this is a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful pathway of discovery. This is part of your divine purpose, to continue to unravel the true nature of divine, of God, of spirit within you. And one of the suggestions that I have for each and every one of you is to start by finding yourself smiling more. To allow yourself to feel the depth of love, of peace, of harmony that is already there. Remembering that you were innately given everything that you need. All the answers you have are within you. And so today, we celebrate the remembrance. We celebrate the remembrance. You do know. You do know the answers. And sometimes things cloud the answers indeed, but as you allow those clouds to clear, as you are willing to continue to do the work and to allow your awe and wonder to move you through this human existence, you will come to discover that everything that you needed, everything you desire out there, is in fact right under your nose. Go with joy in your heart, dear aunts. I love it when Jophiel comes in. She brings so much joy. Of course, she is the bringer of joy. And often she comes in like a pinky kind of fuchsia-y purple kind of color. And so just letting you guys know that in case you could sense that or feel that. So that is it for today. I hope that you can feel that energy of celebration and the vibration of Archangel Jophiel, that she brings in this beautiful joy piece, this beautiful reminder for us that everything is in us. We have it all. And so celebrate just being here. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be. And if we allow ourselves to lean into that, oh, the miracles begin to show themselves to you, because now we have this consciousness that is active and alive in us. I'm wrapping you in so much love. Thank you so much for listening as we celebrate 100 episodes of When Spirit Calls. And I pray for you that Spirit continues to call you in each and every day, and that you're making the space to actually hear the call. Bye for now. So happy you could join us today, and we hope that you found comfort and inspiration with wherever you are at right now. If you feel you received a gift in today's message, please pass that gift along to a loved one by sharing this episode with them. To continue this conversation, please join me at rosehope.ca, and when you do, be sure to access your free gift by signing up for the When Spirit Calls newsletter. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again soon.